This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
Joe Biden comes out swinging with a $700 billion plan to boost U.S. manufacturing. He's talking about the economy now, but is he still trying to win over the far left of his own base? We'll talk about that as well. We'll come back to the show, 855-839-1210. It is the economy, stupid. Biden is going there. But I'm very happy to welcome Greg Stocker back to the show. He was off the last week and a half or so. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Am I still on the show? Oh, you, that's cool.
which our guest this morning, Greg Stocker, former executive producer / corporate shill. Welcome back. How you been?
Thank you, sir. Very, very well. Very well. I had a very relaxing 2 weeks off.
Yeah, you were traveling cross country. You went to a bunch of concerts, right?
Yep, I did.
Saw a lot of places.
It was a whole group of us. It was like, I don't know, 120 of us or something like that. We
just big college reunion, right? Amazing.
Picked up and left. Yeah, all across the country. It was amazing.
Sorry, you got to get back to work now. You had so much sleep too while you were off, right?
So much sleep. I'm currently running on, I believe, 2.5 hours sleep right now. So I'm feeling wonderful right now.
Well, actually, the real reason why Greg Stocker was off, Greg, would you like to tell everybody the real reason why you were off?
Yes.
The best kept secret in radio?
Yes.
We would like to welcome BS to the world. BS. Baby Stocker.
Baby Stocker is here officially. Yes. And no one even knew that his wife was pregnant, including Greg. Congratulations.
Aww. Yeah, thank you very much. At the end of June, she was like, "Oh, my water broke." I was like, "Oh, wow. I didn't even realize you were pregnant." So, yeah. It was very nice.
Like, "Wait, water? What do you mean water broke?"
I'm not.
She was supposed to be going to the hospital, I guess, like this week he was due, right?
Yeah, July 15th he was due. But he had other plans. By the way, his name is Dylan James Stocker.
James Stocker.
Yes.
Very nice.
And I didn't even realize this, but Dr. Maz pointed it out to me. DJ Stocker, my whole job has kind of been, in radio. That had nothing to do with why we picked the name, by the way.
No, because you're really not a DJ. So that would be, it'd be one thing if you named him like Radio Broadcaster Stocker, like RB Stocker, like, you know.
Well, I mean, I started out as a DJ, so yes.
Yes. But yes. Yeah. So how many pounds and ounces was he when he was born?
7 pounds, 7 ounces. He was 2.5 weeks early, or as Dr. Maz said, he was right on time because he was ready to.
He was ready to come out.
Yeah. That's what Steph said. She was my wife. She was like, "I'm actually happy that he came out early because he's up to like 8.2 now or something like that."
Goodness.
So. In just over 2 weeks, he's gained.
He's a chunk.
How's Steph doing?
She's great. She's good. She didn't get much sleep. She did the lovely thing of letting me try and sleep last night. But when the baby won't sleep, nobody in the house sleeps either. So not a lot of sleep last night. But it's good. I've been preparing for this my whole life because of these god awful hours that we have chosen for ourselves. So no sleep is kind of what I'm used to. But
so, yeah, and you know what? It doesn't get. By the way, it doesn't get any easier. Just so you know, it's gonna be like this for a little while.
Yeah, I Dawn. Just so you know. Rich and I had like a long conversation yesterday, and he was just like, he was like, dude, these are the easy times. I'm like, oh God.
Wait till your 3-year-old and your 5-year-old are going, play with me, daddy, play with me, play with me.
Yeah. So how is the? I don't know how you do it with. I don't know how you do it with 3 kids.
I don't really know how I do it with three kids. I don't know. I can't figure it out either. That's for sure.
Well, that's what they say when you have 3, you've already lost your mind. So why not go for 4?
I'll tell you why we won't go for 4. I'll give you a couple hundred thousand reasons why we won't go for 4. Now, Greg, the so the baby, he's born, and then you guys go home and have. I know that with the coronavirus, obviously. When you're in the hospital and you have a baby, was that whole thing bizarre? I know it was strange with Reagan, but we were even earlier than you were with this.
So we were actually, because Steph had to have a C-section with this because of the positioning of the baby that, you know, happened kind of, you know, while she was in labor. So the recovery for it was like we were in the hospital for 3 or 4 days. And the one difference between when we were in the hospital, Rich, from when you were, is that I could go to the cafeteria and get food and then bring it back to the room. But that was all I could do. So I was able to leave like 3 times a day and just get, you know, meals. But that's as far as I could go. We had to wear masks.
You guys had to wear masks in the room, right?
Yeah.
Did she have to wear a mask when she, well, it was C-section. So, because I've heard that people have to wear masks when they're actually, like women, when they're giving birth, which sounds awful.
Yeah. We started out as, you know, a natural birth, and the whole time she had to have her mask on, and she was not happy. She was not happy about it at all. So
that's ridiculous.
How many women start with natural birth, Dawn, and then go, give me the drugs now?
Yeah. The epidural is my wife's best friend. So
yeah, the epidural is amazing. It really is. I got one too, just as a sympathy epidural when I was there.
You know, everybody's like, how was your time off? I'm like, time off. I'm like, I'm looking to come back to work. I mean, there was no, like, it wasn't like a vacation or a party. You know what I mean? We're just trying to wrap our heads around, you know, how to do this parenting thing. But
now when I tell you all the time how quickly I want to get back to work, and you're like, you need more time. I'm like, no, I need to get back to work. Because if I don't, then all I'm doing is diapers. And that's it. I need, because then you begin to lose a sense of yourself. In the middle of all this, you go, what is my life for at this point? So you have to get back to work. I think as men, we have to kind of do that a little bit more, even so than women, probably. Because it's just different, you know, it's a different thing. I got to do something else besides just go, goo, goo, goo.
And like, as guys too, I mean, we're kind of, you know, we're there to help, and, you know, like, God knows I help as much as I can, but like, you know, the feedings and stuff like that is coming from my wife. So like,
let me give you a great analogy. We're like the sous chef. We're not the chef here. We're there to help out with the little side dishes and everything else. You know what I mean? Exactly. We're not making the main course.
No, we're not. We're chopping up some dead fish and
chopping up spinach. If it gets to the table late, it's no big deal. They got the main course. Like, what are you gonna do? You know what I mean? And then we clean up the kitchen when the chef goes to bed. That's what we do.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? And this morning at 4 a.m. when my, alarm, you know, I use in quotations alarm because my alarm didn't really go off. But at 4 a.m. when I woke up, Steph looked over at me and she was like, I don't know how we're going to be able to do this. I'm like, I get it.
So. Oh, my. Stocker is a dad.
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You know what I've realized about you guys is that you guys are such great friends. You even had a baby together. Like, usually women do that.
It's weird. Yeah,
but
I know.
You guys had
it's
a baby
weird.
Together. Babies.
We literally did. I am the surrogate father. I don't know if this is a good time or not to announce that.
That is great news, Rich. That's great.
Thank
news.
You. I'm happy to do it. Happy to help. Whatever I can do. I always told Greg, whatever he needs. So.
Thank you.
I can't wait to get a picture of, like, Reagan and Dylan together because they're going to, like, grow up.
First of all, my daughter's – I don't want my daughter anywhere near his son.
No.
That's number one. That's the first thing. All right? Awesome. First thing,
so
right there, the number one rule: don't go near Dylan.
Literally 2 months, like 2 months apart. Our children are, which is it's like we didn't like. I know, like, it's so weird. We didn't plan it like this, but you know, life happens, right?
It's amazing. It's like our little Zioli show baby boom.
Well, it is a baby boom. That's right. So I guess Bill, you're next. So get working on that.
He did have a dog. Yeah, he has a puppy.
It starts with a puppy, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. So.
Yes, it does. It 100% does.
Go ahead, Don.
No, my final question is, because, you know, think of movies like Lady and the Tramp. So it's hard when the dog has been the only child the soccer house. So how, you know.
We were very, because I have a Jack Russell, and they're very, what's the word?
They're brilliant.
Energetic.
Yeah, they're brilliant dogs.
Yeah, and he's, he's been the only child for literally 11 years. So introducing something new into his life was not easy, but he's been good with the baby. Whenever he cries though, my dog barks because he's still not used to the screaming.
Great.
So that's fun. So I have a screaming baby and a barking dog all at the same time. So there's a
Greg
lot.
Greg starts barking too because he's not used to screaming.
I'm broadcasting, luckily, very fortunately from my basement. But if you guys hear barking dogs or screaming babies, that's
add it to the list of things that we hear on this show in the background. I know. Well, congratulations. We're all very happy for the soccer family. We're very happy. And we've been keeping this secret now for months and months and months. So it's good to finally. I actually texted Greg before the start of the show. I'm like, by the way, can I mention this yet or what? Like, are we going to wait for this kid's in college? Mention you have a kid or what?
It's all good. We're not going to put him on social media just because we don't want to put that into his life just yet. But
I understand. There's a couple ground rules. You're not going to put him on social media or outside the house or you're not going to let him ever go to a school or
he's going to grow up a recluse just like me. So it's all good.
Well, we're very happy for you. And what? Soon you'll be bigger because now you're going to have more kids. That's what happens, you know.
That's what everybody tells me. I'm like, I'm 40. Like I don't have much time to have another child. You know, luckily my wife is younger. You know, so she has a few years. Still to, pop another one out if
infernal.
She wants to. But good God, I mean, I can't imagine doing this. You know, at 45 or 50.
And yet you have no say in the matter. And that's the amazing thing about it.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.